Hello and welcome to Always in Escrow with Serena Appel and Colby Burchin. Hello, Colby.
Hello, Serena. I'm feeling a little sweet today.
Our sweet tooth is definitely coming out today, and so much creative juices because we have Cricket Azima, a trained chef, author, educator, and founder of the Creative Kitchen and Kids Food Festival, and the founder of Cricket's Candy Creations. She has more than 20 years of experience working with children through her cooking classes around New York City and her national festival. Cricket's career is built on her authentic way of connecting with children through food and cooking. We can't wait to dive right in and talk all about Cricket's Candy Creations. Cricket, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Serena. You too, Colby. I'm excited to be here.
I'm super excited because this summer I took my family, Serena, to New York City, as you know, and on my list was Cricket's Candy Creations, which blew my three children's minds. It was a candy explosion. Cricket, you have a masterpiece there. So thank you, because my kids are forever grateful.
Thank you. The kids are what I'm in it for. So hearing that review makes me happy. So.
So I'm just going to get right into it. So tell us about your early beginnings. What led you to open Cricket Candy Creations?
Sure. My background, I started out in political special events. So I was working in D.C. in political events for years and pivoted from there. I couldn't decide at that point if I wanted to be a chef or a teacher. And so I took the two and I combined them. I knew that I wanted to work with kids and food. So I attended culinary school in New York at Peter Kumpf's, which is now Institute of Culinary Education. I went to NYU and received my master's in food studies and food management. And all the while I was teaching anywhere and everywhere I could, kids ages basically 2 through 12, and I was teaching healthful cooking classes. It was fruit, vegetable, and whole grain forward. So we taught in after school, kids clubs, and Whole Foods, and all sorts of stuff. I did kids cookbooks that were on the healthful side, and had a kids food festival where we had about 40,000 people over 2 days. We participated, or we partnered with the American Heart Association, the Alliance for a Healthier Generation, all sorts of fun partners. We hosted 12 kids food festivals in New York City, one in California, one in D.C., and then we did a 10-city tour in partnership with the Association of Children's Museums.
Wow.
Incredible. And that really was, I mean, I remember that. So I, you know, being a mom for the past 13 years and always trying to get into like healthy cooking and not knowing what to feed the kids, I came across the Creative Kitchen. My sister told me about it and about you, and I was able to attend one of those festivals. It was really quite something. It was something that I had never seen, and I still don't see anybody else doing it the way you do it, Cricket. And then there's Cricket's Candy Creations. And tell us about how that all came about.
So during the pandemic, you know, I, like most other people in programming and activities, had to switch over to online content. So we were hosting Zoom cooking classes, and it was really a challenge to get people to log on after the parents were Zooming for work and the kids were Zooming for school. To then have them go to the extra effort to get the groceries and sign on to Zoom again to make a brown rice salad, even if it was called rainbow rice. You know, it was a real struggle. So the thing that was selling was the edible slime, the candy sushi, the really over-the-top fun and sweet program. So one night, sitting around with some of my girlfriends, they said, you know, Cricket, you love all those experiential spaces. Why don't you do one with all of your popular sweets that you've been, you know, so successful with over the pandemic? And, you know, I think I'd had, you know, one glass of wine enough that I thought that was the best idea ever. And I woke up the next morning and I started working on a business plan. And about 6 months later, I opened. And I now have a 13,000 square foot space in Manhattan. We operate candy crafting experiential tours. And also candy's not just for kids. We also have candy after dark, 21 plus evenings, and do corporate team building and all sorts of fun adult candy crafting too. We host a slew of birthday parties and we have school field trips. And for me, bringing joy in real life back to kids, well, and people in general, was really important to me. So that's kind of how I went from the healthful cooking to the sugar.
Well, you are certainly bringing joy to kids of all ages. Can you tell us how you use candy as the medium for your crafts and your play space? What you're using? What is edible slime?
Sure. So we have a few different kinds of edible slime. We have birthday cake slime. We have rainbow slime. Our candy crafts rotate about every 2 months with seasonal themes. So for summer, for example, in June, everything was rainbows and sunshines, one for summer and two for pride. And then for our Valentine's Day, as you can imagine, everything is pink, purple, and hearts. So we really try to rotate the candy craft. But slime, we have one that's a marshmallow base and one that's a gummy bear base. But that's all I can tell you now. But if you want, you can order our edible slime kit from our website. But the other candy crafts are all themed with our rooms. So we have the accessories arcade, where we rotate. You might make candy necklaces or candy keychains. We have our chocolate chamber, where we make chocolate pizza, chocolate tacos, chocolate hot dogs. Then creators go into the Lickable Finger Paint Studio. Don't worry, we have paintbrushes.
I tried it. It was good.
In there, creators make their art and then they eat it. They even get to eat the paper. So we do caution to not do this. We have special paper here.
Then right. Creators. That's what your play space is for, right? It's for, exactly. You know, the fun and the mess to happen there and not at home.
Exactly. Then creators go into the candy kitchen, where they might make candy sushi or burger cookies with candy kebabs. Then they go into our sweet cinema, where we have kaleidoscope candy imagery. Our younger creators or our wilder adults might have a freeze dance. We also do candy trivia. And then they exit through the pinata passage. I don't want to give away the big secret, but there's something really fun when guests leave.
Yes, if you're in New York, you have to see this space. Colby, let's keep on getting to it, because we're going to get to the space soon. That 13,000 square feet of deliciousness and color.
Definitely. So this falls into every kid-centric category. How do you come up with new ideas?
You know, I have never been short on ideas, Colby. If you could only know what's going on in my head, I think you would you'd get a slice of where these ideas come.
I've had the pleasure of talking to Cricket, being in the space, you know, going to these different events. And I had this idea. Okay, Cricket, you're so great with events, with planning events, coming up with ideas on the fly. So this is right in your wheelhouse. Willy Wonka movie is going to be coming out in the holiday season. And I wondered if you have any ideas on how to bring the Willy Wonka movie to life at Cricket's Candy Creations or at home.
I mean, where do you start? That could be anything from decor to theming candy crafts off of some of the infamous candy that Willy Wonka created. There's so many different ways that could be approached. But you should definitely probably have one of Cricket's candy creations, home candy kits, to help with those types of parties.
Yes. Sounds great.
So the space is so unique. You know, brick and mortar is usually a square box, as we talked about, you and I. Your space in Manhattan is incredible. How did you come about the space?
So I was looking all over Manhattan, well, mostly downtown Manhattan, actually, for a space that would be a pop-up space, so a short-term lease. Most of the spaces that I was shown were plain white boxes, and I was going to have to build walls because each of the themed rooms, which the Candy Crafts is its own dedicated space, and I wanted a lot of bathrooms. Being a mom of two myself, and I mean, anyone who has kids can, I'm sure, appreciate that I really wanted to make sure there was bathroom accessibility. So I was looking for a space with walls and lots of bathrooms. And I landed on this space, which was way bigger than I needed or anticipated ever operating. But it had all of the foundational aspects that were important to me. So here we are.
Fantastic. Crickets is a pop-up turned installation. When did you know it was going to be here to stay?
You know, just with the popularity. I mean, yeah. It was hard when I started to see that the lease was going to be up in 6 months. I started to panic a little bit. You know, I started to say, oh my gosh, but I can't close. People are still asking to have birthday parties. You know, kids are still haven't been here from, you know, from the Upper East Side or what, I don't know. So it was going to be too hard to emotionally part with it. We were looking at other locations in other cities. We had people approaching us, you know, that want to license the brand. So we are looking to expand. And with expansion, you know, we'll see where that takes this space. But, you know, for now, we're here. We're not going anywhere else. I mean, we're not closing this space at all.
Right.
And hopefully it'll just grow from there.
Well, tell us about your best-selling candy sushi craft kit, because I saw it in the space. All I hear about it, you know, online is this sushi craft kit. So what is it? Tell us about it. Tell our audience.
And where to buy it.
Yeah.
Sure. So let's start with the most important point there, Serena, is where to buy it.
Yep.
You can buy it at cricketscandy.com. So, you know, log on and get your, there's not only candy sushi, there's candy jewelry, there's edible slime, and there's the lickable finger paint kit. The candy sushi kit comes with a reusable bento box. And I think enough materials to make about 16 pieces of sushi, 3 different types of sushi. And it's so fun, not only for kids, for adults too. So it's very fun.
I will tell you, my kids, on the day we were there, we were making hot dogs. And I mean, it's so, you know, imaginative of how you did it. And it tasted delicious. I ate, you know, thank God I had 3 kids making it. I got one on my own because they couldn't finish it. So, but it is delicious. So
yes,
props
and
to you.
Really. And, you know, it's delicious. It's fun to make. You know, I brought a group of kids for a birthday celebration and we made the candy necklaces and they just sat there and they just had so much concentration. And then at the end of the day, they could eat it all. It was so wonderful.
And the colors are bright. It's such a, every part
happy
of your
place.
Business. Yeah. It's just a happy place.
Joyful.
Yeah.
Yeah. For us, for the kids.
I'm so happy because that was the whole point. So I'm so glad here that it worked.
It really does.
Well, the sensory part is great. I mean, especially my kids need that. And they were every room. There was just something for them sensory wise that just drew them in. And it was great. So
I'm so happy.
Okay. So you alluded to expansion plans. How can people find you and keep up to date on everything going on with Cricket?
Well, definitely follow us on Instagram at Cricket Candy. And our website, you can sign up for our newsletter at cricketscandy.com. And you know, you'll have to come visit us at our Manhattan store and hopefully more cities to come in the near future.
Wonderful. Thanks for coming on, Cricket. We love being with you.
Well, thanks so much for including me.